In this bulletin, North Korea's leader and Donald Trump continue their meeting in Hanoi, and Victoria Police confirm they're not investigating any other cases involving George Pell. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States President Donald Trump says he's in no rush to see the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump made the comments ahead of more meetings with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam.
I am in no rush. We don't want the testing, and we've developed something very special with respect to that. But I just want to say I have great respect for Chairman Kim, and I have great respect for his country, and I believe that it will be something economically that will be almost hard to compete with for many countries. It has such potential.
Victoria Police have confirmed they're not investigating any other cases involving George Pell. Pell spent his first night in prison and will be sentenced on March the 13th. Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has told 3AW there are no other inquiries underway in relation to Mr. Pell. Australia is urging India and Pakistan to avoid going to war. Pakistan's Air Force shot down two Indian warplanes in a dispute over the territory of Kashmir. And there have been a series of confrontations involving both sides in recent days. Labor's Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has appealed to both nations to show restraint.
This is a volatile situation, a difficult situation. We would urge continued restraint by both parties. Second, we join with the government in urging Pakistan to do more around enabling terrorist groups to operate out of their territory.
Former Australian horse trainer John Nikolic has been found guilty of importing cocaine into Fiji on his luxury yacht. Nikolic and his wife Yvette were arrested in June when Fijian border authorities discovered more than $20 million worth of drugs, along with two guns, on their vessel Shenanigans. He has been found guilty of drug importation, possession, and failure to declare arms and ammunition to a customs officer. A former New South Wales government minister will run for the Nationals in the federal seat of Gilmore. Katrina Hodgkinson will run against the Liberals candidate Warren Mundine. She says she has fought for country families for over the past two decades in the New South Wales Parliament and now wants to continue that work in Canberra. Nationals leader Michael McCormack has praised her track record.
That's the sort of person I want, somebody who, for whom the National Party runs in their veins, somebody for whom after her state career had ended, she still wanted to give back, and now she wants to give even more back by running for this federal seat. And I know that the people of Gilmore will be well served by Katrina.
Rugby league players facing serious indictable offences will be stood down on full pay while they are before the courts. The announcement follows a meeting of the Australian Rugby League Commission following off-field controversies, including the charging of St. George Illawarra Dragons forward Jack DeBellin with aggravated sexual assault. National Rugby League Chief Executive Todd Greenberg says the measures are designed to protect the reputation of this sporting code.
Where a player is charged with a serious indictable offence, they will automatically be stood down. There will also be provisions for a player to be stood down for a less serious charge if it threatens the reputation of the game. Both of these will be referred to as no-fault stand-downs because, again, we are not in any way inferring that the player involved is guilty of any offence.
Let's check out the weather across the country for tomorrow. In Perth, partly cloudy and 23. In Adelaide, very hot, 40 degrees. Sunny in Melbourne and 37 in Hobart, also very hot and 35. In Canberra, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible shower and 24. Much the same for Sydney, 27. In Newcastle, a shower or 2, 28. Brisbane, a shower or 2, 30 degrees. Cairns, a shower or 2 and 30. And in Darwin, a possible storm with a shower, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.